My question was, Ricky Charles. Ricky is R-I-C-K-E-Y. Or, as in Robert, Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth is 5/31/49. Date of visit is 8/6/25. Please make copy for Mark Kendrick, M-D. Mark, M-A-R-K, Kendrick, K-E-N-D, R-I-C-K, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Charles Ricky for promo evaluation. Next, chief complaint is COPD. And next paragraph is present illness. This is a 76-year-old male who has had a long-standing history of smoking for over 50 years, has been experiencing some cough and mild shortness of breath with activity. The patient also has a history of hypertension. He brings up little whitish yellow mucus, but denies fevers, chills of apoptosis, and has no chest pains. The most recent chest CT on February 14/25 showed bilateral large medium sized rim. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please change that? Most recent chest CT on February 14/25 showed moderate to severe upper lobe predominant central lobular emphysema with a 4 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe and an adjacent 3 millimeter nodule and a small cluster of 2 to 4 millimeter nodules in the left lower lobe and ground glass densities at the lung bases, period. No pleural effusions in the heart size was unremarkable. There was coronary artery calcifications noted. Next paragraph, other past history includes history for anemia and GI bleed, history of coronary artery disease with stenting, and coronary artery disease treated medically, and history of hyperlipidemia, previous history of MI, also had lumbar disc disease with fusion of L3 to 5, and history for prostatic hypertrophy and cataract surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies to MRI dye. Next, habits. Patient smoked 1 pack per day for 50 years. No alcohol use. He was exposed to asbestos in the past. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died in an accident. Mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma. I'm sorry. He has had cataracts, no glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. No abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. No diarrhea, constipation, no chest. He has occasional chest pains and arm pains. And no palpitations or leg swelling, no anxiety or depression, no urinary frequency or flank pains. And He has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. So can you please also add, medalist included Plavix 75 milligrams a day, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 80 milligrams per day, amlodipine 5 milligrams BID, isodil 60 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and Pertonix 40 milligrams a day, Lasix 40 milligrams daily with potassium 20 milliequivalents daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this elderly, averagely built white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, ictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse 76, suspicions 18, temperature 975, weight is 146, saturation 94. HEND anomalous thalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diffuse wheezes throughout both lung fields with prolonged expirations. Heart, the answers are regular, so an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1+, with no gross motor, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1, COPD with emphysema, number 2 is hyperlipidemia, number 3 is chronic back pain, number 4 is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT next month to evaluate the lung nodules. And he states his pulmonary functions were done recently at another facility, and a copy of it will be requested. It will also be placed on Anoroelipta 1 puff daily for COPD, and a Ventol NHFA inhaler 2 puffs PRN. It is advised to refrain from cigarette smoking, and a follow-up to be obtained in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, MD, KENDRICK, MD. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.